piece of paper let me have it. Man alive, that's going to be an awful big spitball. Woo! I better tear up some of this. Somehow. Tear up. Oh, then get all that in my mouth. I don't know. Woo! I tell you, my heart. I wish this thing was wetted down before you gave it to me, preacher. That's supposed to be a spitball. I'm about to strangle it. That was a whole sheet of paper, I believe. Whoo! Man, I feel like the time I was in the dentist's office in Bedford, Ohio. I was in there, and the dentist, he was drilling away on my teeth, you know, and he cleaned out my mouth to get me in shape to go back to college. I think I had one more year to pull. And so he put some of that spray stuff in my mouth, and he said, now this is disinfectant stuff, so just wash it around in there and keep it in there for a while. And I'm about to choke on this thing. And so he went to work on somebody else's teeth. And I thought the old boy forgot about me. Huh? And I was in that dentist chair, and all that stuff began to foam up. And pretty soon my eyeballs were floating. My mouth was getting bigger, and pretty soon he came back and looked at me. He said, all right, expectorate. And I thought, what in the world does that mean? Maybe it means to put it in high gear. So I began to go, and so I began to wash it around more, and the foam got bigger. Pretty soon it was backing up through my nose. And I thought, oh, brother, this thing going to flood me and kill me for sure. He went back and started working on somebody else's teeth. He came back, my eyeballs are going around and around. He looked at me and said, expectorate. And I looked at him, man, with all the help I needed. I didn't know what he was telling me. He said, expectorate. And all of a sudden he said, man, spit, spit. And I was so glad when he said, spit. Brother, I unloaded that load, was in my mouth and everything else. I could climb out of there. I almost filled up his bowl. And I thought, man alive, I've gone to college now 3 or 4 years, and I haven't learned what that word was. And I thought, Lord, help me. Never let me get any place and not know this kind of a word. And so the word spit means expectorate. And brother, I mean to tell you, I unloaded a whole load. But God said, you're going to be a spitball. He said, if you're hot, or if you're cold, or if you're lukewarm. Other words, God said, I don't want you lukewarm. Because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So here I've got a spitball. I mean, it's a mess. I about run out of water, I think. There's that spitball. Isn't that a pretty sight? Huh? Look at that. Isn't that a sloppy mess? Whew! I better give it another worse job. See what I mean? How many of you like to have my spitball? Huh? Huh? You don't want? Huh? How about you, young man? You want my spitball? How about you? Huh? How about you? I'll autograph it. Yes, I will. I'll put my name on it if I can. Huh? You want it, young man? Why? Huh? Anybody want my spitball? Why don't you want it? It's a sloppy mess. Hey, amen. It has no form. Any way I squeeze it, anything I do, it's lukewarm. It's like going to the water faucet, and you think you're getting a cold glass of water, and somebody's had the hot water on. And when you get there, you got a half a glass of hot water, you down it, but you get rid of it because you want some fresh, cold water. Nobody wants my spitball, do they? It's a sloppy mess. It's something you don't handle. It's something you don't want to hold up. If you ever made one, you're going to get rid of it. You're going to hit somebody. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to get rid of this thing. I'm going to throw it. Yeah, some folks got their hands up already. Amen. Maybe some folks are thinking about taking their glasses off. You better. I don't know where it might go. These things fly crooked. I aimed one time in school to fail to hit the teacher, so I don't know what might happen. But I hope my aim is good. Nobody wants my spitball, so I got to throw it. If you don't want it, I've got to throw it. Amen. Now, here it is. It's only good for one shot. It has no form. God doesn't want you as a spitball, right? You're getting ready. Here it comes. Here it comes. Now watch it. It's look, some are getting ready to duck. I see songbooks going up already. I better throw it this way. I don't know which way to throw it. Amen. All right. We're going to throw it to associate pastor. You ready? Here it comes. Woo! And away it goes. Now look at that spitball. Now look at it. There's flat. It's all over the wall. There it falls to the floor. Now look at that thing. It has no form, does it? It has no form. Woo! It's getting worse, man. It's getting worse. Ooh, I got to get rid of this thing for sure. Here it is. It's no good. Let's see if we can get any more out of it. It's a spitball. Do you want it? Do you think God wants you? I'm trying to illustrate this point. God said, because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Amen. Now, right there it is. Look at that spitball. I want you to get a look at it. It's right there on the wall. It's hung up. It's hung up. Did you hear me? It's hung up on that wall. How many young people tonight are hung up? They're hung up. They're hung up because they're lukewarm. Many of you Christians are hung up. You're not dedicated to life, to God. You haven't consecrated your life. You have no goal. You're wooshy-washy. Other words, you got a wishbone backbone. You got a spaghetti backbone when the heat's applied. You're anything. You're just dangling, dangling here and there. Brother, anything somebody wants you, that's all that's left. That's all that's left. You have no backbone. You're like the spitball. There it is on the wall. How many of you want it? None of you. Neither does God want you to be a spitball. Neither does God want you to be a spitball. God doesn't want you to be a snowball. But God wants every one of us to be what?
Fireball.
Fireball! What does he want you to be, young
fireball.
Lady? What does he want you to be, young lady?
Fireball.
What does he want you to be, young lady? What does he want you to be?
Fireball.
Fireball! What does he want you to be, young man?
Fireball.
Fireball! What does he want you to be?
Fireball.
Yeah, and you better be a fireball tonight. You better be a fireball. Every sinner better get saved. And every backslider better come out of the stage of lukewarmness and get on fire with God, because he won't have you any other way. The Bible's full of men and women who are on fire for God. They were no snowball. They were not a spitball. But they were a fireball for Almighty God. And God will have us no other way, young people. He wants us to be a fireball for Almighty God. And the Bible's full of it. The Bible tells us Abraham was a fireball for Almighty God. The Bible tells us he left Ur of Chaldeans. The Bible says he looked for a city and maker whose builder and foundation was Almighty God. He left everything behind. He dwelt in tents. He left the palace cities. He left the governors. He left the world dictatorship and power. But neighbor, he lived in a tent and he stayed close to Almighty God. He never saw that city in his lifetime. But neighbor, he died with a faith locked up in his bosom that that city was coming, and its builder and its maker was Almighty God. Abraham was a fireball for God. Look at Moses. He was a fireball for God. He lived in Pharaoh's palaces. He partake of Pharaoh's food. He knew Pharaoh's education. He knew all of the philosophy. He was living in the greatest culture in that life. But one day, he looked out and saw God's people, and he said, I would rather suffer with the affliction of the children of Israel than the joy of this pleasure and this sin for a season. He became a fireball for God, and he led his people to triumph, and he went before Pharaoh and looked him square in the eye, and he said, let my people go. God said he was a fireball for God. Joshua takes over. He becomes a fireball for God. He refuses to let down the standards when moral decay was slipping into his generation. He knew there was a time when he needed to declare the truths of Almighty God, and he stood fast to that generation, and he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. And so he said, choose you this day. And I believe we're living in our young people when we need to choose between God and the world. We need to choose between the Son of God and the things of this world, and we need to sell out to Jesus. We need to sell out to the cause that he died for, and we need to march like an army with the banners of the bloodstained banners and with the cross of Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, if any young person, and I'm quoting it as a young person, if any young person come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Don't you want to be a fireball for God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at the little lad Samuel. He never even came to the age of being a teenager until he starts serving God. He was nothing but a doorkeeper, but that was much. The songwriter declares it too. Little is much when God is in it. And so little Samuel, he became a doorkeeper in God's house. And when God wanted to speak to that generation, he could find nobody but that little boy. And he spoke to his heart, and little Samuel said, speak, my Lord, for thy servant heareth. And that little lad became the leader of that great nation. When that nation was falling by the wayside, when they rejected God and wanted Saul, that little lad grew up to be that young, tender man at a teenager's age that began to lead that nation of Israel. God picked that teenager, and I believe God can pick teenagers tonight out of this crowd to lead this nation of ours. I believe to lead this generation that we're living in, God's going to use young people just like yourselves. He knows the strength and the vitality you have, and he wants it. He desires it, that he may use it. If the devil can take teenagers and destroy the world, then God can take teenagers and save the world. He can take teenagers and cause this world to turn around and cause this world to look up. Amen. We're not down you. We're lifting you up because God's on the throne. Did you hear me? Amen. But Samuel was a fireball for God. He was a fireball for God. Now look at old Job. He got in trouble. Now the standards in Job's day was that if a man has prosperity, it meant that God was blessing him. It seemed like the same standards prevailing today. If anybody suffers, God's not with him. If anybody's sick, God's not with him. But Job lost everything. He lost his family and relatives. He lost everything he owned. And pretty soon he was fixing to lose his wife. And his wife said, Job, why don't you curse God and get it over with? But Job said, I'm a fireball for God. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him. I would to God we could get young people, regardless of the temptation, the trials, and the cross that we must bear, I'll serve God regardless of the cost. Job was a fireball for Almighty God. He was a fireball. Oh, let's look at that young lady by the name of Ruth. She was a fireball for Almighty God. That young teenage woman lost everything. She lost her husband. She lost her father-in-law. She lost her brother-in-law. And her mother, Naomi, said to Ruth, why don't you go back? I have no place to go but to Bethlehem. But what did Ruth declare? She said, where thou goest, I will go with thee. I would to God that God would get a marching army in this great church here tonight that would march. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Whatever you have me to do, I'll do. Whatever you have me to be, I'll be. I want to consecrate my life and dedicate it to be a fireball for God. I don't want to be a snowball. I don't want to be a spitball, but I want to be a fireball. I want to be a fireball. We go on in the Bible and we find other great characters. We find the young man Isaiah when all hell was raging, when his generation was falling by the wayside. And God said, whom shall we send in the last day to deliver the message unto the captivity? And Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. I would to God that God tonight would choose you as his sacred vessel. And he will. He will. If you're willing to say, here am I. Send me. God didn't say, Isaiah, will you go? He was a volunteer. Where are the volunteers today? We got volunteers for the world, but where are the volunteers for the work of Almighty God? We think we got to be knocked down. We think we got to be stomped on. We got to think a thousand things got to happen before we hear the voice of God. But just get in his work and you'll hear it. Just get involved and you'll hear it. Just get happy about serving God and you'll hear it. Just be willing and you'll find God's down that avenue you're going. Amen. And so Isaiah said, here am I, send me. He was a fireball for God. Oh, look at old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The war broke out. They're in captivity. Their nation crumbles by the wayside and all hell rages. It's easy to serve God in church, but brother, they're serving God in the foreign land. They're serving God when heathenistic is raging around. And the king said, I'll try you. I'll try you. You got to serve my God when you live in my land. They said, nothing doing. The king said, I'll heat up the fiery furnace seven times hotter than it's ever been. And I'll put you in it. And we'll see what happened. They said, our God will deliver us. And the king says, but wonder if your God doesn't deliver you. They said, if he doesn't deliver us, we still won't serve you. Some folks only serve God when they get all the blessing. But old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, if we burn, we'll burn. If we're delivered, we'll be delivered. And so the king threw them in, and he opened the big doors, and he looked in. He said, man alive, there's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and there's a fourth one in there. That looks like the Son of God that's in there dancing in the fire. Why worry about the fiery furnace when God will be in there dancing with you, when he'll be in there singing and shouting with you? And so look at old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were fireballs for God. Look at old Daniel. It was a rough day in his day. All hell broke out, brother, and the whole nation was destroyed. He was about the only seed that was chosen that was left, and all the others were fallen by the wayside, and he was tried every day. But Daniel opened those big windows wherever he was staying at, and when he opened those big windows, brother, he let out a big war whoop. I love God, Jehovah! He did it three times. Three times, brother. It shook them up. They saw him pray. They heard him pray. They could hear him cry out. I've been in those Arab countries, and I can hear those Arabs climb way up to their prayer towers and let out their chants. And, brother, you can hear it roar from one mountain to the other. I believe when David roared to his God, God magnified. Woo-hoo!
God magnified it until the kings couldn't stand it. He said, oh, if his God's so great, let's put him down into a den of lions. Now, not a lion's den, but a den of lions. There's a difference, you know. When you're thrown in a lion's den, that's no sign there's any lions. But when you're thrown into a den of lions, brother, they're there. And Daniel was thrown in. I believe those old pussy cats said, fellas, move over, supper one more time. I believe Daniel got one with a tail on, meow! And they said, no, we can't eat this guy. He's tougher than we are. Amen. I believe he must have used one of them for a pillar, because the next morning when the king looked down and he found that Daniel wasn't dead, that the lions couldn't devour him, that he was playing pussycat. Brother, he got him out. He said, man, there's something peculiar about this guy. Put him on the throne. Daniel was a man in whom the Spirit lived. He could interpret dreams. He could tell the king the handwriting on the wall. I would to God this generation, God's going to use you to tell the handwriting on the wall. He's going to use you to warn this generation. He's going to warn you. He's going to use you like he did Jonah when Jonah walked into Nineveh and said, repent, for in 40 days God's going to destroy this nation of ours. God's going to use young people if you're just willing to be a fireball. Did you hear me? If you're just willing to be a fireball. Look at old Paul in the New Testament. Everything was going, the city was robbed, but Paul journeyed from here to here and there to there preaching the gospel. And we find in the book of Romans, he said, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm ready to preach the gospel. I'm ready to preach the gospel, because first of all, he declared, I am a debtor. I'm not ashamed. I'm ready to preach the gospel, because he said, speak, my Lord, for thy servant heareth. I want every young person in this building that wants to be a fireball for God, I want you to stand. I want you to stand. I want you to stand. If you want to be a fireball for God, I want you to stand. I want you to stand. I think every young person in this building ought to be standing. And I believe just about everybody is. All right, I want everybody behind them to stand. We have got at least maybe 50 young people here tonight. Oh, thank God. All right, let's sing the song. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Take this whole world,
but give me Jesus. This whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back, I won't turn back. I have started for the kingdom. I have started for the kingdom.
Started for the kingdom.
Started for the kingdom.
And I won't turn back. No, 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 I won't turn back. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
I don't want to be a spitball.
This whole world,
no, God forbid.
Jesus.
I don't want to be a snowball.
Won't turn back.
I don't want to be a snowball.
I won't turn back.
Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. And I won't turn back. No, no, no. I won't turn back. I want every young person who believes what you're singing is real. It's one thing to sing it, but it's another thing to put it in practice. I had a dear caller lady tell me one time when I was in the service, she sang the most beautiful song that touched the whole crowd. She sang, I'll go where you want me to go, and broke down with tears. She had such a beautiful voice. Every word was clear. And in the middle of the song, she said, one time God stopped my voice and never sung for years. Because I sang the same song. And he said, listen to me, sister, it's one thing to sing a lie, but you can tell one. He said, it's one thing to tell one, but you can sing one. He said, you're singing, I'll go where you want me to go, but you're going nowhere. You're not even going to your next door neighbor. And you can sing tonight, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. And end up like a snowball. End up like that spitball that's still hanging on that wall. Right there it is. It's yours. It's a gift to you. In remembrance of this sermon. And I'm sure you don't want it. Somebody will get it, but you don't want it. You don't want to be a spitball, but you want to be a fireball. Let me see those hands. Every young person wants to be a fireball. Let me see them again. I hope and pray to God it's every one of you. Let me see them now. Let me see if it's everyone. I believe that's everybody I can see. All right, now let's sing this song. And every one of you young people that are raising your hands, I want you to fill up these altars right now. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. That's it, come on. Oh, thank God for the young people that are coming. Amen. that's it. Come on. I want 100% here tonight.
Jesus,
I want 100%. Glory to God. There's more than even 50. Glory to God. We don't know how many's here, but I want 100%. I want you to come. Everybody.
If nobody will go with me.
Now I want every adult out there. I want everybody in the whole building. There's many of you out there. I want you to come. Everybody, come on. I want you to gather behind them. I want you to pray. Some of them are not saved. Some of them need to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Some of them need to get sanctified. Some of them got problems in their life. Everybody. Everybody. Come on, visitors. Come on. Everybody.
But give me Jesus. I won't turn back.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Back.
Now, Lord, I pray right now. There's young people here that's not saved. I pray, God, that you would forgive them of their sins. Right now, forgive them of their sins. Lord, may they become a fireball for God. Every young lady here that's got sin in her life, God help her. Every young man that needs help, God help him right now. Oh, world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. And I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Come on, young people, lift up those hands.
This whole
let's
world,
cry out to your
but
God.
Give me Jesus.
Oh, let's
take
cry out
this
to
whole
your God.
World, but let's give me cry. Jesus. Take this whole world.
Glory to God.
Yes!
If nobody will go with me, if nobody will go with me, if nobody will go with me, I won't turn back, I won't turn back.
Love him with all your heart. You're a Christian. That's it, praise him. That's it, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Come on, young people. Praise him in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Baptize him with the Holy Ghost. Lord, save him. Oh, save him, Jesus. Oh, save him, Lord. Save him, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's it, young man. Lift up those hands and praise your God. I want to be a fireball. I want to be a fireball. Amen. Amen. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.